Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
I sometimes gotta like, I'm let someone else have the first word, because I'm gonna have the next million. And also too, hold
Probably.
on, okay, let's just we haven't done this in a while. Let's just like see if we can get any response from a spirit or entity. Okay, we'll
You
see.
know, we won't see because we never go back
No,
to
I
listen.
actually, she actually was saying that I should do that, and I actually did. And one, I'm funny as fuck.
Hilarious sometimes. What
I'm not being braggadocious, I'm just saying. We were, which one? Oh, we started off on, because the descriptions, like, honestly, you'll never, you don't know.
Nope.
I don't even know what one was, and it was, I went on a 30-minute rant about Baldy, remember?
Yeah, I
That
do.
was hilarious.
That's
Oh! Go ahead.
all I was gonna say was it sounds really good too.
I agree.
Like on a phone, I am impressed. You do not need a whole
I completely agree.
mic set. Phones
Oh,
are
I
great.
agree.
Okay,
I
nice.
completely
And
agree.
then it was crystal clear,
I completely
honestly.
agree. It
Oh,
sounds
so
great.
you can hear me.
It sounds great. Well,
Sometimes.
sometimes.
Sid,
You can always
shut
hear me.
the fuck up.
But I agree. It sounds great. But the dorks will, you know, tell you. Oh, there's a crackle in there. There, it sounds like you're. I don't. Can you hear it or not? Right. It's like, you know. Sometimes when you watch like Rogan podcast, and he's like, "Can you just put the microphone? Just put it right in front of your mouth." And it's like, dude, like we can hear him. Calm it the fuck down,
I'm like, that's what I want to
especially.
do. What
And
we're
I would
trying?
definitely say that.
That's what I want to know.
But it's
Make
like
good
also
cash.
your goddamn microphone's got to be worth pretty. They got to be pretty expensive microphones. Can't pick my voice up from fucking 6 inches. Come on.
Are you sanitizing if my mouth is close?
I'm. Because I don't understand the headphone thing either. Why are y'all wearing headphones?
I'm assuming they hear themselves.
But you would hear yourself without them on. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure. I do not know, but that's what my point
Yeah,
of
I'm not
saying
sure.
that was. Is like.
I think, but it's because
Keeping
we
it
are.
casual is better.
But what am I going to sit here and say? Oh, you took it! Joe Rogan was the biggest fucking podcast ever. You know? Like, he got something like 100, like, millions and millions of subscribers. I want to say it's like 100 million, but it cannot be. That's a quarter of the goddamn country. But Spotify, you know, was like, we don't even, he doesn't even need sponsors. He's just Spotify was like, gee, yeah, thanks, man. Like, yeah, people, I don't understand where the money though. It's like
With
you can do it for
Spotify
you can
or
do it
your
for free.
podcast? Yeah,
What do
but
you get
like,
for paying?
no ads.
No ads. And
Yeah.
I think like you,
Unlimited skips.
and it's just like a music service. So like that's how they pay the people to have them on their platform, I'm assuming.
Mean, I don't. You don't. They don't. You don't. You don't get. You don't need to be paid to be on Spotify, though. We're proving this.
True.
Like,
I
how
think.
are like this many people are paying for Spotify to where they? That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Because this is something I don't understand. It's like with SoundCloud or with Spotify or any of the other like music, whatever you call them.
I have yeah, Apple Music.
Like, I don't. You should just have YouTube then. Like you get the songs and you also get video. Like YouTube, go ahead.
But if you don't want to watch the video, you just want to listen to music.
You don't need to watch the video then.
Yeah,
On
well,
your phone, you can turn your phone off and still have the music playing.
oh yeah.
But if you pay for
If you
it,
pay for
exactly, like if you pay for
But even if I
YouTube.
don't do that, like we listen to music all the time through the YouTube my YouTube app. I'm not like watching the videos.
Well, I'm talking about like when I'm at work, I
Oh.
pop my headphones in.
Oh yeah, no. Oh yeah. You can close the screen as long as you pay for it. You because that's like no commercial thing too. Like, I agree. This is what got me to pay for YouTube. They were killing me. They are
Yeah.
brutal.
That's how they're able to give it to free. Like they have to make up for the money somewhere, you know what I mean? So people pay for advertisements on their
But
platform. Because it's so
what
heavily used.
I
And then it's
understand.
marketed towards you, the
But
ads.
they, you know, like they're not like really paying anybody either. Like they used to pay some people depending on like subscribers or
Yeah.
views. But it's not like they're just shoveling out money to like keep people on their fucking on their platform. You
Well,
know?
yeah, it's been around long enough that, and it had success stories. So, like, you know,
Of
everyone
course.
wants to be an influencer.
Be but like but that's not YouTube though, right?
Or just like you
TikTok.
Know,
it definitely started on YouTube.
What, like influencers?
Me and an influencer, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
What do we mean by influencer?
Like, meaning that you're like people are watching you. Like, that's the subscriber thing. Like, I think that's the only way you really get paid. And it might be views too, but over like a certain amount. But like,
yeah, I'm not sure. Because
obviously, the more activity you get, the more YouTube wants you on their platform.
Of course. But it's weird because they like when they like they how they all have to, how they all say click this, click the like button, subscribe, all that.
Because
are they told they have to say this?
No, like that's the way they get.
Yeah, the more subscribers you have, the more money you get.
But they all say it in like the same order. They all say it in this way where it's like sounds like a script instead of just like we get it. If we know that we can subscribe to your channel, we know that. You telling it isn't gonna. That's not the swaying of the if you subscribe or not, right?
Well, right. Anyone that even is subscribed so has to listen to that every time, so whatever.
Exactly, but what like because is it the subscribers? Because can what if you have 10 million subscribers, but none of them ever watch? Your videos are getting hundreds of views, but you got millions of subscribers.
Only 100.
Exactly. So, is it the subscribe? Or can you have no subscribers, but you're just banging out 50 million views?
No, I think you need subscribers for, like, YouTube to start, like, to, like, verify you, like, take you serious.
But,
like, you have to, like, have at least, like, 1,000 subscribers for them to even want you to, like, and then, like, they start, like, giving you brands, and then that's how you start making money, because the more videos you do, the more subscribers you get.
But, which, because, like, I know, I completely understand what you're saying. But that's why, I because even if you had zero subscribers, if you're fucking racking tens of millions of views every fucking video,
yeah,
that's undeniable.
You still get paid, I'm sure.
But from YouTube?
I would assume so.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. Because I know, like, back in the day with the success stories, it was, like, companies were like, you've got 10 million views almost every fucking video. Can you just put like a bottle of our soda in like the background? You know?
But they still do that.
But I don't think YouTube like... I think YouTube like shut that down a little bit. I think they were they did.
No.
I absolutely think they did. YouTube has made it a million times harder to make money off of YouTube now. Because people were raking.
That's why people get sponsored by things. So they have to do like a snippet of like what their product or what they're selling is about.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, but... That they're doing that more now because the way YouTube was like, you're not gonna cake off of us and we get like no peace, you know? You're not gonna.
But like they're making money off of you posting your video on there, right? Like you using their platform.
They are. Like how would they be making the money?
Because the people that don't pay for YouTube have to watch the ads, which the ads pay for the.
Sure, but. The ads on YouTube, okay, sure. That's the companies are paying YouTube to put the ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
But that's different than... So now I don't have any ads.
But you pay.
Correct.
So they're making up for that.
But how are the people having to pay them? Like, the guy that has the squirrel obstacle course.
That's not what I'm saying.
He gets paid by YouTube?
Or... Someone sponsors him to use the material he uses. And he'll, like, do a little blip it of, oh, yeah, all of this was brought to you by, or all the stuff I'm using is, da-da-da-da.
Which
that's how he got paid.
Because, but he's, because, like, most of them, they're like, trying to, like, hawk Manscaped or VPNs. NordVPN is, like, all of them, they're, like, paid preview, and it's, like, NordVPN. Or... Like, ready-to-eat meals and shit. It's not like... You can't... Is it every fucking view? This company, Manscaped, is paying you out? Like, it's...
Usually,
but are you now having to put some, like, give... Like, pay it up, like, the mafia to, like, YouTube?
No. I don't know because I'm not on YouTube, so...
I know that, like, nowadays, too, like, you can't... There's, like... Words that they will demonetize you for saying. You have swear words? Oh, we're putting you in a category, and it's just like, you can't, like, geez, Louise.
Well, think about it.
Now, you know what?
Anyone can hop on YouTube, yep. Right? So, there should be, like, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, they should just warn you, because there's kids watching, or, like,
sure,
explicit, whatever. Like, they had to put that on music, so people knew they were swearing.
Of course, which only made the records even more, like, sought after. Mm-hmm. Because that was, like, it was, like, bad. You wanted that on your record, at the bottom of your CD and your fucking record. But, like, now it's, with YouTube, it's, even if they're talking, like, true crime, now they can't even say rape. That's crazy. Because YouTube will take that, like, oh, if you said rape, and now they're going to put you in some bracket of, like, being, so now, like, rape's the new R word. Now there's two R words. What?
What do you mean? I know what the other R word is. You don't have to say it. I'm just saying, like, why are we comparing the two? Because they're both two. One's a description word, and one's
they both start with R.
That's the only thing they both start with R.
Okay, I'm not comparing rape and retard. Yeah, that's the I'm only saying they both start with R. There used to be one R word. Now there's, because just I've watched many videos. Because it's hard to, like, take them serious after this. They're telling you something about a case that's taking place, and the woman was, and then they'll even, like, give you a little disclaimer if you don't want to hear this next part. And it's like, oh boy. And then the next part is R word. We are becoming to this point. If you're going to talk about a goddamn.
Correct. If you're going to talk about, like, a case, then you should be able to say it, because if you're watching this video that's about a homicide or anything.
Oh, no, we can say murder. Like, you know, no problem with saying murder.
Because that is what happened. Someone got murdered, right?
Well, like, but they will say that, yes. But if they will say that they were R word and then murdered. Isn't that a little crazy?
I didn't
know. Because now if you don't know that rape is the second R word, now you're like, did they just say he's retarded and then murdered?
I mean, you can understand by the context that it was.
Can you? If we got to shy away from saying certain things, like, now it's like, whoa, this woman was R-worded and then murdered.
So are you trying to say that we're censoring things too much?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
We can't, like.
I don't think people should get triggered by the word, but the leading up to or something could, like, you know.
Well, sure.
Make someone, like, yeah.
But now it's, like, yeah, like, so if, let's just say, like, you are someone that could be triggered by the new R word. Maybe not click on the fucking video about some woman being R-worded and then murdered.
Correct.
You're triggered by the word, but not about the content that's, where are we going here?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Where are we going here?
Yeah.
It's like with the pedophiles, which I'm never going to say pedophile again. It is pedophile for the rest of my life. It sounds hilarious, which it shouldn't be, but it sounds fucking hilarious. But they're pedophile in all of us. But you can't, like, you can't even anymore. It's like beating around the bush about what the fucking scumbag did. No, you took advantage of a child. Right? You didn't R word and take the child, like, they are where they raped a pedophile on a child, right? If you make it where you're censoring things like this, you're not, it doesn't have them as much punch as it should, right? She wasn't R-worded. She was raped. That's, you know?
Yeah. And, right. I guess emotion shouldn't be held to a word, but for some people, it is.
I understand. But that's because, like, some things, you know, there are words, like, that are more meaningful, that have more of a, like, punch than others.
Mm-hmm.
And how far do we go with this? Can we not say it in courtrooms anymore? Can we not? It's ridiculous.
No, because it's a fact, right?
What's fact? That it's a word? Yeah, it is. But it's a fact that now people are so, oh, my child is watching a video on YouTube and about murder, and how dare you say the word rape? You know? That's crazy.
No, it is. Like, if you're going to click on something like that, then yes, you should be prepared. But if, like, you click on something that's just
SpongeBob and they're like, out there rapity rape. I get it. Sure. It shouldn't, like, if there's a SpongeBob that's just dubbed over.
I'm not even talking about just like Sponge. Oh, I mean, yes, dubbed over, yes.
You know what I'm saying though? I get it. You know, you got your child's whatever, like, kid protected. And you think you're putting on some SpongeBob, and all of a sudden, you know, Patrick comes out and starts raping, rape. Okay, sure. But, like.
For an example, apparently there was this movie on, I don't remember what platform, but Mila Kunis was on it, and there was literally a rape scene in the movie. But know how when, like, you turn anything on, it's usually, like, at the top corner, or, like.
A disclaimer.
Yeah, like, and it'll say, like, sexual.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Apparently, it didn't have it on this movie. And I, like, looked it up on Reddit, and a bunch of women were, like, complaining about how, like...
It should have said rape.
It should have warned, because, like, it was almost so gruesome and, like, disturbing that...
I mean...
People had to, like, almost... I mean, I didn't
watch it. Couldn't have been on Netflix. Because, my God, Netflix. They'll say TVMA, and at the top it'll say smoking.
Like, yeah.
This is insanity.
Yeah.
But, like... Did it say, if you can remember, like, strong sexual content? Because
I don't even think it said, but, like, there's some that actually say, like, I think sexual assault or, like, hinting at rape or,
yeah.
You know?
I guess there's no issue with, but, like, how many, like, disclaimers, like, everything, how many disclaimers we got to give here? What if someone in a movie has a pet dog, and they kick it? Do we now need to put animal abuse at the top of the fuck goddamn page, in case someone is offended about the dog kicking?
I mean, we might have to.
Because again, that's the dogs aren't watching it like, oh, this is like traumatic, you know? This is kind of, a perfect segue to what we were talking about earlier. So, I have, in the past, watched straight up murder, death videos. Murder, death, kill. But he doesn't know what to do with the three seashells. But anyway. You know that movie?
But that's not on YouTube, is it?
Murder, death, kill?
Yeah. Because do you think a kid that can go on YouTube should be able to gain access to that?
To murder vids?
Like, there's a double-edged sword of censoring.
Not YouTube, but there's websites out there that they can gain access to that it's the whole fucking goddamn website. But this website, clearly, there are disclaimers. This is not for, you know, the weak-stomached, because you ever seen something so gross you almost think you puked?
Yeah.
I haven't. I've never seen something.
Not like... Actually, like, thrown up, but, like, it definitely, like, made me sound like, ugh, like, queasy, but...
Uneasy.
Yeah.
I get that. But this is... Look, these people, they're up in arms about a movie being too descriptive or too gruesome about rape. Well, correct, because rape's not romantic. It's not something that... It should be look brutal, right?
Right, but their problem was there was no disclaimer. So they watched this movie not knowing this scene was going to come up.
Well, that's because we can't even say it anymore. Should have said R word in movie. Because you can't... I mean, you know? Because just seeing the word or, you know, somebody might... Because... Again, how far do we go? How many disclaimers do we need to put on a movie? How many people do we need to... How many levels of offendedness do we need to cover before we just, like, can put...
I think the disclaimer should just be, might be offensive.
Or...
So there's no, like...
There's a broad category of might be offensive, right? Like, an offensive in what way, though?
Correct. Anyway.
Ugh.
There you go.
There's
anyway.
A lot of ways now.
But that's done with...
It's all covered.
Oh.
Might be offensive.
It's just embodies every offense
offensive.
You could ever take.
Yep. Anything you could possibly find by, this
think
might do it.
This is the problem with like comedy
great.
Now, though.
It should be rated, the new rating system.
Offensive.
MB might be offensive.
Might be offensive, yes.
If you're offended easily, do not watch this fucking movie.
Trigger warnings might be offended.
But again, when you, if they're glorifying it in a way, but it's like, this is sadistic shit that happens every motherfucking day. And movies should just like, never, you can never make like a movie about terrible people.
No, you can, but that's why the disclaimers are there, so that people who don't want to watch certain things know that they shouldn't be watching this particular show or movie.
But how dare? How dare they? Now I'm being discriminated against because of my emotional feelings. Right? That's how some would... Now they're offended because you told them they might be offended. You know what I'm saying? People take it this far.
I think that's extreme.
That's how they...
I don't think people would take it that way.
You don't think people are going this far nowadays?
I do not.
But people should be able to
make it...
No.
Wait.
People were, like, upset about how, like, Dahmer, the show about Jeffrey Dahmer, they're like, it's kind of making it like, you know, the he was targeting gay guys and they were, like, easier victims. It's like, because that's what he was doing, right? You're offended that Jeffrey Dahmer was killing gay guys and how the show portrayed the gay guys that were being murdered by Jeffrey Dahmer. What do you want them to do? It's a show about fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right.
You can't have a show about... First of all, why are we doing this now? What is happening?
What? Having a show?
Yes, about Jeffrey Dahmer. Movie.
I know, because it's like people are super... intrigued by it. It's like...
Yes.
Disturbing and dark, and I think people like to, like, you know... Including myself. Well... I couldn't watch it, actually. I think I stopped after.
No, because, like, we know. We know it. We get it. We know.
Well, yeah, we know what happened. Because we've heard the story before.
The ridiculous thing is, it's like the Bundy shit, too. These bitches were, like, Dahmer was a hottie! No, that's Evan Peters.
Yeah.
That's Zac Efron. That's, like, I couldn't, like, the Bundy thing was crazy. This is what I said on Twitter. Bitches were wild. Like, Bundy was hot as fuck! And you're like, you're looking at Zac Efron.
Right. Right, like, that's not funny.
Not at all.
No, that's funny.
But this also goes to... I've said before where I don't believe there are any good-looking people except for maybe a couple handfuls before 1980. Bundy was rock. Like, this is what you heard about.
No, he was like charismatic.
He was good-looking,
right?
Charismatic guy.
Yeah.
If so this is the bar for good-looking, you know, this dude had a unibrow. It's unbelievable. And they're like, oh, he was charismatic, and you know, he was just a good-looking, you know, guy. It's like. I guess if that's what we consider good looking for this time period, I can't. Can you even name a good looking dude from before 1980? Burt Reynolds?
No.
What do you think about Burt Reynolds?
I don't know.
Tom Selleck? These are some.
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't really know many people from 1970.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm like.
Well, because you can't think of anyone that you're like, Can you think of like what about like good looking women? Can you think of any of them?
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. I think that like they have said that what we think.
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey
Hepburn, yeah.
I mean, she's got that like classical prettiness, right? Raquel Welch, I mean, I was just saying that. I think Raquel Welch is like one of the hottest women ever.
Was she before the...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. But like, because I get it. Audrey Hepburn, she was like pretty.
Classy.
But like, there's a difference between like, just like
pretty in like a smoke show.
A straight smoke show. And the women, there's more women. Because like, before the interview, like, well, there were guys that these, you know. But it doesn't matter as long as you got like a little
Elvis?
Bit.
Elvis? Well. Did he was good looking?
That's also because he had like this thing, right? Not that he was a bad looking dude. Well, in his early years. Because then he just started wearing capes and fucking... sequence fucking onesies and just writhing around with his hips on stage and chicks are just throwing underwear at him. That's why they're like, Tom Jones? Bitches were just throwing underwear at him. That's crazy. It's not unusual to be in love. This guy was just in Vegas just getting underwear thrown at him. You know? Wayne Newton. What did he... Donk the shade. How in the world? It's well, like, you know...
Also, is today we're so like there's so many which
Wayne
like,
Newton's?
No. I don't even know who Wayne Newton is, to be honest.
The only reason I know sorry, go ahead.
Obviously like Elvis was a huge thing because no one saw that before.
Because
so, like of course they were like, oh my god, this is different. He's gyrating. They never saw
gyrations.
That.
Gyrations.
You know what I mean?
But this is how like think of this like mindset as well. You are so unconfident of your, let's just say, fathering skills, that a man moving his hips on a stage is going to make your daughter turn into an absolute cock slut. That's unbelievable.
That's a harsh word.
What, cock or slut?
Yeah. Together.
Cock together.
Wow. Okay. Well, just then she's going to be, then I got to say slut. Because I can't just say she's going to be an absolute cock.
No, but that was just looked at as like, that was very sexual at the time, so like people didn't like flaunt that around as.
But
we're so slightly desensitized.
He was dancing.
I know, but like they thought that was like
going
you know,
to hypnotize the young girls.
I mean, it did.
Did it?
I mean, you said they were throwing their panties at him.
No,
right?
That was Wayne Newton, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
And this might be older Elvis. Once he started doing like Vegas residencies and just you know, but. Look at the Beatles. The fucking Beatles were the unreal. The Beatle invasion, is that what they called it? Because these guys came over from, like, England. And just the bitches were losing their shit over...
I mean, they had the accent going for them,
that
too.
What is this? That, it's not, this is not, what is it with accents in women? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They're just like they're like oh it's the accent like
it just sounds different.
I say
it,
yeah it like makes
it's not what we're used to. It's different.
Sure. Do you think the southern accent sounds fucking sexy?
To some people, yeah.
Okay, it could be, or to some people.
Exactly. That's the point I enjoy making half the time with you.
What
is that? Just because one person doesn't think it doesn't mean another person doesn't.
Sure. But I don't have the right as the other person to be like, okay. And what is it? What is it about an English accent that makes fucking bitches Randy?
Randy?
That's a guy's name. Or like, you know, you never heard Randy? You never seen Austin motherfucking
Randy
Powers?
And
Randy?
In what reference were you
Randy Bo-Mandy.
Randy Bo-Mandy.
In the reference of the way the word should be used. You never watch Austin Powers?
Do I make you right,
exactly.
Baby?
Thank you. But the Beatles came over and just started, you know, just crushing. And that was like they were a band, you know. Elvis was one guy. Just.
Oh.
Yep. My blues for you. But I don't think Elvis was internationally famous. I think he was like an American famous.
Yeah, there was like a difference.
There's
a
massive
difference.
There's a fucking massive difference. That anywhere you go, people fucking know.
Yeah.
And that's the Michael Jackson thing. Motherfuckers in Antarctica.
But that's because we also had, like, Elvis time. Like, there was just radio, right? Like,
you didn't have TV. How do you think the hip gyration thing got so big?
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
They had to cut him off from the waist down.
Oh, yeah.
How insane.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, but this
like,
only
yes.
made him more appealing. This is what the idiots don't understand that try to censor things. The more you try, the more appealing it becomes.
You're not wrong.
Like, you make it a taboo thing. And it's going to make people just even want it more.
So you tell a kid, like, don't touch that. And you're like,
that's exactly
want
right.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't want to,
yes.
I want to touch it.
Yep.
It's
like,
exactly
why
right. can't I touch it?
It's exactly right. It's like we were talking about the warning label on records and CDs. It just made people want to buy the albums even more.
Yeah, because it made it cool. Like
because
what about saying you're going to,
what
you know.
But the warning labels are only there because people lose their mind.
Well,
but like,
so
shouldn't you know what you're like?
Their ass.
Yeah, like I don't know if I'm gonna want a 4-year-old listening, you know,
to fucking Van Halen. Sure, but what about a 12-year-old?
Van Halen?
Okay.
Did he swear?
Oh my lord, he. No.
The band?
I mean, I would assume they've had things in like.
I was more so thinking like rap or Eminem.
But this whole shit went down before rap. This was one of the things.
Explicit content.
Twisted Sister, you know Twisted Sister. We're not going.
Yeah.
Not gonna be Twisted. Maybe it is. I don't know. But Dee Snider is the lead singer, and he was on the floor of you know the Senate, And they were like trying to, they thought they were going to get the better of him with their questions about inappropriateness. And he just destroyed them all because they're so prude that they don't understand what they're even saying. Like, my words aren't going to make the children go and do things that they wouldn't have if they didn't hear my music, right?
Yeah.
It's this whole thing with that children won't turn out a certain way if they don't hear this or don't see this. And it's just like, I don't think that's true. You know, children that have been raised in very fucking, like,
I would say it's like proven, like, with Amish people and like religion.
Yes.
Like, a lot of the kids get out of it and they're like, the worst. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yes. But it is a little crazy that there weren't any, like, advisories on albums until, like, the early 80s when this became a big deal.
That's because one person complained.
Of course. But, like, they weren't really fucking swearing that much until, like, they might have said a swear word here and there.
I can tell you, like, I didn't listen to much music that's past the 90s. Like, I know some music, but I couldn't tell you names, couldn't tell you songs. if you played it, I'd be like, oh, I know that, but I couldn't tell you who's singing it.
That's
it. Every 1 year, what?
But when you're, even just, like, from what you have or listen to of, like, old school, like, there's not, like, many swear words like it then turned into. Like,
no.
Once, like, the late 80s into the early 90s, especially once rap music and, like, the, I forget what they call that, rock and roll that sprung up in the mid-90s, like, Korn and, like, that's where, you know, rock
bands. What do they call that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it's not like the screamo.
What
consider
something alternative?
I mean, I guess it depends on what time period you're in, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, grunge rock, right? That was alternative.
That was, like, short-lived, though, right? Like,
of course. But some of those bands are some of the biggest rock bands ever.
I feel like grunge rock probably just turned into alternative. They just changed the name.
I agree, yeah. I would agree. Because it's crazy that, like, hair metal or hair rock
bands.
Yes.
Yeah, hair bands.
That shit created genres of rock and roll of guys who were so just fucking pissed
that rock and
that
roll
these girly looking fucks who don't have any substance to their songs are just destroying the music biz and destroying a lot of we know what at the same time. And it made, like, heavy metal, like, actual heavy metal, like, it made grunge because these guys were, you know, they were, like, seems like they were jealous. And this notion that you can only make music if there's a purpose to your lyrics, it's like, shut up. Go away. Go away, Neil Young. Go. It's just like, and then the hair bands never claimed to have a, they were just like, no, we like to party.
We like to party.
Because that shit picked up. And they go, those guys, like, really went hard. The 80s, like, really.
That's where it's like, what example was it setting for? Like, you know, is that where it was taking a turn where it wasn't really about the music anymore? It was just about, like, getting famous and being a rock star?
But,
or did you actually, like, have passion for
you
did?
They had passion.
Or were you just there to party? Because, I mean,
yes. Yes.
A rock star sounds like a
life
to live.
But just even for, like, the fans. Like, I'm not trying to go fucking hear about the goddamn Vietnam War. I understand it was terrible. Okay? Fucking, whatever your name is, Bob Dylan. Shut up. I'm trying to party. Why is that such a... Why can't... Because that's what they're like, fucking, you know. We like party. We became rock and roll stars for this. You know? Like... No, who the people? There's only one reason to try to become famous.
There's only one reason.
I mean, unless you're a woman, because I don't think the women are trying to get famous for the same reasons, right? Ain't no women like, oh, we're gonna make it one day so we can just smash cock as much as we want. I don't think they are. Maybe some of them.
Yeah, maybe some.
Maybe some, but I think it's like there's different reasons, right?
For sure.
The women, they're like, I'm gonna fucking do this on my own. Because I don't need no fucking man. You know what I mean?
Or they just like nice things.
Yeah, or
they want money.
But women can get nice things without right? That's another difference.
What?
Women can get nice things from just getting a husband.
You
can.
They
can.
No.
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 You don't think they can? You watch shows about a lot of women that got a lot of nice things from a lot of rich men.
Yeah, and a lot of those women have their own business.
Because the money they got from the rich man?
No.
Oh. Because the one is the, we were just talking about. Like, that's her shit, right? Bandy? Or is it fucking, what's the guy named Todd?
Ken.
Oh, okay.
Her husband's Ken.
This guy just shuffles around behind her with a bald dog in his hand. Just waiting for her to click her fingers so they can leave. Oh, yeah, Cam, that's it. That's... And there's absolutely no way she's just not absolutely cheating on this guy. Gotta be. Gotta be. He looks 80. And she's got a restaurant where she's interviewing fucking 20-somes.
She's got, like, three restaurants.
What's the one called?
About the show, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is one called, like, something, like, with Pump in it?
Well, that was Vanderpump.
Well, that's her last name, right?
Yeah, that's her last name.
Or is that his last name? Her last name? His last name?
Wouldn't it be?
Because that shit, her fucking house is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Because some of them...
they call it the fucking... Oh,
what
God,
do they do?
I can't think of it.
Why they have so much money?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Well, they were just... When we were introduced to them, they were already just ridiculously rich.
But just see how, like, we just, like, that's what we...
He, like, came over from England. He had a business or some shit.
She definitely... Because, like, some, like, there's some of them that, like, they're super rich like that, and then you got, like...
Old money.
Well, or other ones that just, like, you were, like, a fucking child star. Like, yeah. It's, like, you're, like, what's going on here? Like, the, what's the one who was, I know one of them was, like, married to Frasier.
Camille.
Oh, yeah. That bitch got bread for, you know, for getting divorced. Good for her.
That's what you mean. He was such
a guy. Was awful to her. He was so mean. He was cheating on her.
But
a shit ton of times.
The whole point we were proving was, right? Like, you said some people married to get what they want, right?
No, I said that women can get nice things without, you know, becoming Alanis Morissette.
What about Alanis Morissette?
First of all, she sucked.
She was great.
Well, sure, I guess. You know? What a crazy thing. How in the fucking world did she or her manager accept to be in the fucking Woodstock 99? Who thought this would be a good idea? And day three of all the fucking days? Like, her and Jewel came out to a bunch of fucking straight up sexual predators covered in mud, soaking wet in sweat, and Korn had just played. Yeah. And they're trying isn't it ironic? It's like, who thought this? Who thought that was a good idea? What about Woodstock? Because they thought it was going to be like the old one, you know? But Woodstock 69 was not rock and roll like that.
No.
It wasn't.
Absolutely. Because then they brought on, what was it, Linkin Park or Limp Bizkit?
Yes. And just destroyed it.
And destroyed everything.
The videos of Korn and Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit are nutty. Yes, DNA. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, DNA.
They have a documentary and nothing about it.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like, that's the way rock and roll changed is unbelievable. The Beatles were rock and roll. That was the devil's music. And then, like.
But isn't that crazy? They thought that was the devil's music, and now, like, little kids are listening to, like, Travis Scott.
I mean, Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath came out, and they're like, you want to hear some devil fucking music? I will fucking eat a bat.
Well, yeah, they did that, like, live.
It was at a record, like, meeting with, like, the heads of the record label. And they thought, like, someone released some fucking, and Ozzy just.
I mean, he would drink spit that you'd make everyone, like, spit into. Like, he was, like.
He's nuts.
Yeah, like, in person, like, that's. Now it's, like, social media, who's cooler, who has more followers. Like, it wasn't like that back then.
But because it was way cooler than, I don't have any of this, where people just hear, right? Because that's like the legend of it, is like the stories, how embellished they become, or maybe not even embellished. Because, like, that's the thing with Ozzy. All of the fuckers at, like, party with him are like, nah, he was crazy.
I mean, even Sharon says it.
Yeah, she, like,
So sad.
Yeah.
No, I was watching it. It was like when Jack and him go on like a vacation, pretty much, and they just like travel around.
I remember they were ghost hunting there for a minute.
They did do that at one point.
You can never tell if Ozzy saw a ghost or if he's just being himself, right? He's
Yeah, he was.
No, the man can't even speak.
No, but, like, apparently he's obsessed with ice cream. Because, like, he opens a drawer and it's filled with just ice cream. And he's just, like, getting into each one, just scooping it. And then all of a sudden you hear, like, Sharon say something and he, like, puts it down and puts it away. And he's like, oh, I'm just sitting with the dog. And he's like, goes
hangs out with the dog. I remember when they had the show. And he's, he's, like, on the couch with, like, this fucking remote control that's fucking just a ridiculous. It looks like a. He's flying a drone with it, and he's just like, the curtains are opening, the fucking water's like starting, and he's like, oh, no, blah, blah, blah.
That's why he was a maniac, so they threw a ham into the neighbors.
Yeah, because what started that?
I think they were yelling at him or something.
But he definitely threw a ham. And, but again, you know, because I think that too, like, who is this neighbor? You know what I mean? So this is Ozzy Osbourne. Who the fuck is the neighbor? I always think that with these celebrities. Like, who are you? Who's in the neighborhood?
Or they're just creating that problem just for something to, like, do on the show.
Well, right? Sure, I would assume. But the neighbor, they said, like, they took something personal.
They did take
something personal. And Ozzy was just like, give me the ham.
And they all sweated. Yeah, and they just threw everything
over. Guys, you know, he's still going. He's still kicking. Like, it's nuts. Like, there's examples of this where it's like, you, according to, like, you know, everyone, you should be dead already. You should be dead. And he's just, you know, going. Keith fucking Richards still going. Like, and they're still performing, right? Like, how do you pay premium price to see a bunch of, like, 80-year-olds? You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I get it. Like, oh, cool.
Especially if you're, like, not up front and actually seeing them. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you watch
in
them
a way back, just on the screen.
The songs, though. It's like, sure, man.
But yeah, like, I mean, to say, like,
I saw
you were there, you know?
Sure.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I saw he had to take 5 intermissions because of they need the oxygen. Like, you can't need the money. Is it just the thrill of it?
Maybe. Just, you know, it's like keeps them young, yeah.
Well, it does not keep them young.
Well, no, like, in their own, like, their spirit young.
Yes. Until.
Brings them back to a good time.
They're like, I feel like I'm 20 again. That'll hump you real quick. Nothing will bring you back down to real life by needing some oxygen because you're just saying, "Take, like, give me shelter." Ding 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 ding.
I thought that was a Rolling Stones song.
Yep, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, we're
talking about Ozzy.
Yeah, me too.
We were just talking about Rolling Stones. Yes,
no, we were.
Oh yeah, sure. I just said the Rolling Stones. They're a bunch of 80-year-olds riding on stage.
He
skipped over that.
No, I didn't. You guys just have a problem with, like, using your ears all.
No, because you're saying in your head and you're saying it loud.
He's not 80. I said that.
Who's not 80?
Ozzy. Is he 80?
That dude's like 88.
I'm assuming he's...
He's 188 and...
But he's not still performing.
I mean, he just put out an album.
That's not performing.
I mean...
He sings Crazy Train.
It's banger. Ozzy got bangers. Even after he left Black Sabbath, his sound is just, he's just got bangers. And his, like, guitar player got, like, died in a, I think it was a plane accident?
Yes.
Because the drunk, like, road manager was trying to, like, some say, like, that he was trying to, like, kill his wife. But he was, like, buzzing him.
Yeah, they say that he that's exactly
they think he might have been trying to kill the broad.
But, and then, I'm pretty sure, because, like, no, I'm combining two different shows.
Wow,
I'm gonna stop there.
Wow, hold on.
I stopped myself before I said it, but I'm combining.
I'm interested
two
who
shows.
You were even thinking of now.
I was thinking of the documentary I watched with Ric Flair, because he was in
the
a plane crash. No, not that.
Oh, he was in a plane crash.
No, it's like about his life, but he was in a plane crash, and that pilot, like, took off one of the fuel, like an actual fuel. No, I don't know, like the wing was it, but like more fuel or some shit off the plane. Like, so like he didn't have enough to get to one place. because he had to take it off because the wrestlers were so huge that it weighed the plane down. Oh, and that's why it ended up crashing.
That's how, I think that's how like Aaliyah died. They like overpacked the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what they said. And because people were like, no, he was like saying that we're overloaded already, and they're like, gotta get the shit on the fucking thing, and that'd be terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
A plane crash.
Absolutely yes. Terrifying.
Yeah, like, man, just the because what? There's nothing you can do, you know? What like what do you do? That's why they give you the oxygen, because it gets you like a little loopy. You're like, oh, so you don't understand your impending doom.
Really? Oxygen gives you loopy?
If it's pure oxygen, for sure. Yeah. Like 100% oxygen? Yeah.
So maybe they give that to, like, loosen your body, so it's...
To get you, so you aren't freaking the fuck out about your impending doom.
Oh my god. I always wondered why those things fell down.
I thought that was in case, like, something, like, you were in the air and something happened. Like,
you know, like your plane's crashing?
Plane's crashing.
You know?
You're right.
In case of a water landing.
I don't know if that's why. I feel like that's not right.
Sure. That's probably what they won't tell you that, right?
But, just like but we were talking about that earlier. Like if you're in an emergency exit doorway, like they talk to you about it.
They do.
You know what I mean? So I'm like,
it's like a responsibility.
Don't ever put me there. I'm not responsible.
No. I think you can move if you're not comfortable.
Aren't there people here? What are the stewardesses or stewards doing? Why all? I'm what? Helping others out of the... You know, I'll take the... No, I'm like, I got it. I'll take the responsibility. And I'm out. To king! No, I'm first one.
First one out.
I'm putting on that fucking little slippity slidey thing, and I'm gone. Because honestly, if they're saying what about the water landing, I'm fucking slippity sliding down that thing.
Like it's like a slide?
Yep.
Yeah, they blow it. Like if it's a plane crash, you have to get out. There's...
It's a weird, it blows like, up. You'll see them doing it like on the tarmac, though. You know what I mean?
I think that's just make sure like it works and that like the stewardess or like the people inside the flight attendants know how to like,
but
properly work it. Yeah.
But like, oh, I guess that because that it's because the plane is too high. That's why. That's what it is.
Wait,
they're not docking it at like the.
Oh, you think you could just like pop it like in the sky?
I'm pop locking, dropping that shit.
That's what I thought too.
You tell me that I got a pending doom. We're making a water landing. I am huffing that 100% oxygen, popping the door, and before anyone else knows it, what's that guy doing to you? And if I'm gonna die, I might as well, you know. Imagine the new storm.
Depends on how high you up though, because you get sucked out.
So, I'm
The things ripped off. No,
just imagine a news story. Plane crash in the middle of the Atlantic. 100 dead. One of the people, from what we could get, popped open emergency exit, put the slide down, and like, he's dead, but...
What was that one movie with Denzel Washington?
He was drunk as fuck?
Yeah, that was like based on a true story, right?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of pilots are drunk as fuck. What are you doing?
But, like, technically, he landed the plane.
I mean,
and didn't really kill anyone. I don't think so.
This is a movie.
But I think it wasn't a story.
The dude that, like, did it on the Hudson, that guy.
Sully?
Sully Sullenberger, I think that
was he drunk?
Maybe. But he landed on the goddamn river.
Saved everybody on the plane.
I'm pretty sure,
that's
yes.
Insane.
Absolutely. Like, for sure. But then there's that guy, I think it was, like, Washington? He worked at the airport and just one day stole an airplane and just joyrided it.
Peace
until
out.
He crashed it into just the wilderness and, you know.
Died?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to take yourself out, what a way to go. And then you hurt no one else?
No. Because even when they're telling him, they're talking to him through, like, air traffic. And he's telling, don't worry, guys. I'm not going to harm anybody else. Because they're trying to, like, talk him into how to land. He goes, all right, I'm not leaving this thing. But, like... This is post 9/11.
How do you even get?
How are you flying around an airplane?
Wait, you said he works there though, right?
Sure, but you can't just be a luggage guy and all of a sudden just because airplanes aren't quick.
No, but you do have now. You can get on to like
the tarmac,
so
sure,
it does get you closer.
It definitely does.
But you don't even have to start an airplane
because exactly.
How do you
like,
get
what are we
up
doing?
In
like
the
80s movie thing where you pop down the visor and the keys are in it. And
it's just the place to start.
Yes. And to start, like, just moving it onto a runway, this had to have been, alarms had to be going off. You know? They gotta, like, make sure runways are clear. There's people.
Yeah, no one in the sky, like.
Yeah. And then just to, like, take off and not just be. I mean, I'm pretty sure they did have, like, fighter, like, jets with him, though.
Like, to shoot him out.
Correct.
If he needed to.
Correct. Yes, because that's what should have happened at 9/11. How in the world? All you gotta do is, I'll just turn the black box off here. I'll just turn the transponder off. You're good to go. The United States government will never be able to find you. How in the world? So nuts. 9/11. Don't want to get into it. Don't want to. No. Could go 1,800 hours on it. I can't believe it's been 50-28. That's crazy. Sometimes, it's weird.
It's weird.
Does it feel like it's been 50?
No.
Nope, because we're just killing it. What's going on over there? You gotta either you're holding in a fart or you're about to solve gravity. One or the other.
I can't just zone out there.
Well,
I better to ask if we want to play.
You gotta work on your zone out face. Because obviously, it's
I felt like the look of like my.
Because the like, it's weird how you can like when you're zoned out, it's like your face like
I just
everything's like dry, like, you know. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's a very weird thing.
I should not have saw it.
No,
I saw the ending.
You don't.
I saw. I like turned around and yeah. Asked what's going on over there, and you were just like,
"Oh, she was about to solve gravity." And this is about that. Hold on, just like we didn't do any of this. Let me just tell you one before. Oh, well, I know this. So I don't. I'll admit this. I am a 36-year-old man, and I cannot. See a cat in real life or on TV, fake or real, and not go, "Kitty."
You know what?
Without a doubt, I see it, "Kitty." And without a doubt. I just thought that was a little funny.
That is funny. Because I do feel like I always say, "Oh, kitty."
Exactly.
And no, we're going to end it on R.I.P. Magical Mike.
Whoa, all right. He died? Oh, yeah, all right. Miracle Mike. And don't get it mixed up with Magic Mike. He's Miracle Mike. Headless.
Headless chicken.
Lives for 2 years.
Family was ripping $4,500 a month.
Oh, my God. Off this chicken.
Some guy.
It was a freak show.
47?
1847.
1947.
Whatever. $4,500 a month.
They had overalls. They weren't wearing overalls in 1847.
Excuse me. How the fuck do you think they were doing it?
They weren't wearing overalls then.
Yes,
what the hell?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, they were wrapping them.
They were ripping $4,500 a month off a headless chicken.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Miracle Mike.
Miracle Mike.
Miracle Mike out there, yo. Let me sign Miracle Mike. I'm